Veterans Day is coming up, and or Memorial Day is, and actually we're going to be joined in just a moment by the American Legion National Commander, Jim Triola, who is employing all Americans to be the one to stop veteran suicide. And Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So it's our pleasure. Good to have somebody from the American Legion. So can you tell us about the focus of you were elected leader of American Legion. So you're dedicated to the motto of Veterans Strengthening America. And with Memorial Day approaching, how should Americans view this special day and also remember the fallen?
You know, we like to talk about Memorial Day, not in the terms of celebration, but rather observing. And, you know, a lot of people in America have short memories. You know, it's not intentional. It's just we go about our lives and we forget about these things, you know. So I think that it's a day of reflection. So if you're planning on having a picnic or you're planning on having celebrations with your families, there should be a point in that day that you, not only yourself, but maybe your children as well, that you reflect upon how you got those freedoms by all those service members paying a supreme sacrifice so you could do that. You know, we recommend a lot of towns have parades, they have veteran, they have ceremonies in honor of our fallen. Attend one of those. You know, if you have somebody in your family that died and they were veterans, go to the veteran cemetery, visit a grave, you know, check out all the flags that are on the graves, just so that you can reflect upon our past and what these people did for you and are still doing for you as we move on.
Yes, it's been said so often, freedom is not really free. It's bought at a price, isn't it?
Yeah, you're 100% right there. Freedom is not free. It's a lot of...
suicide.
Go ahead. Now, there's a lot of service members out there, you know, defending our freedoms right now, and it's we should never forget what they're doing.
You know, suicide prevention is a top priority, if not the top priority, for the American Legion. It's horrible when you hear of veterans taking their own life, but can you explain the campaign, Be the One?
Yeah, so suicide is a huge priority to American Legion. It's happening not only with veterans, but it's happening with active duty military as well. So we have an initiative called Be the One. It basically is a peer-to-peer program. We identified that as our number one priority about 3 years ago. And what it is we have 12,000 Legion posts around the country, actually 13,500 around the world. And what we want to do with them is make them into resource centers for veterans at risk. So there's a stigma out there of a veteran stepping forward for help. And a lot of those veterans feel that if they come forward, there'll be repercussions. You know, take their children away, break up their families, lose their firearms, whatever it is. It could be security clearances, whatever that is, or their jobs for that matter. So if we can unite, the best people to talk to a veteran at risk is a veteran that's been there. And all of our Legion members naturally are veterans. So the camaraderie and is very important when you talk to another veteran, because a lot of the things they saw, you saw. So if we can identify that person at risk and then locate all the resources that we have in the community surrounding that Legion post, and that's why we want the communities involved in this, is to get them the instant help. And it can come from a variety of different ways in the community. It doesn't have to be a therapist. It could be a social worker or a clergyman, or, you know, something like that. And, you know, a lot of times if you call the VA or a private doctor for a mental health therapist appointment, it could be 3, 4, 5 weeks out. And that's a lot of time. That could be the difference between life and death. So get the help you can, as much as you can, within the community, get the community involved, and then get them on the path to recovery so they can get in to see those therapists. So that's basically what the program is. And then from a national, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that sounds like a wonderful thing. And go on.
So from a national level, so we make it, there's awareness to the whole country. We went into sports sponsorships, and it's something the American Legion has never done before. It's about exposure. So we sponsored a Indy race car. Matter of fact, that car would be racing in the Indianapolis 500 through Chip Ganassi Racing and Alex Palou. It's called the Be the One car. And every time that car runs around the racetrack, it's on national TV. It hits 6 to 8 million people. And also at those racetracks, we have a booth set up about Be the One. It's got a veteran service officer on board, and it's got a member of the VA on board. And we were in St. Petersburg, first race of the season, going back in January. And a Navy veteran walked up to that booth and said, "Is this where you come for help?" And they said, "What kind of help are you looking for?" And he said, "I've been deployed twice, and I don't want to be deployed a third time. They want to send me." And they said, "Well, what's the problem?" He says, "I've seen things in the last two deployments that I don't want to see again." And he says, "The only way I know of not going is by not being here anymore." And they got that Navy veteran the help that he so deserved and earned, and got him into Jacksonville VA hospital, and he's on the path to recovery. Not there yet, but there's an example of how this campaign is saving lives one at a time.
Oh, wonderful what you all are doing. How can people find out more about the American Legion?
American Legion, you can find out all about us on www.legion.org. And for Be the One, we have betheone.org. And that tells community members how they can be involved in this. Tells you for the Legion halls, they have all kinds of merchandise they can put around the community. But the big thing is that is testimonials there from family members who have had veterans that attempted suicide, or they took their own lives. And there's also testimonials there from veterans that tried to take their own lives and were saved by somebody like the Be the One program, which is great. And that's how we identify that it's working, one at a time.
Well, certainly we applaud you for what you're doing and what the whole organization is doing. And Jim Triola, thank you very, very much for being with us, and thank you. Hope to talk to you again.
I appreciate you giving me the time to speak. Thanks so much.